from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Joining us right now as they're settling in with us on set as we continue the NESN WEEI Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon, Barbara Ackerman from Plymouth, who is dealing with lung cancer, and Dr. Pausi Yanni, Senior VP for Translational Medicine at Dana-Farber. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Barbara, let's start with you. Where does your story begin?
Well, it begins when I thought my cancer story, correct?
Yeah.
It begins when I thought I had pulled a muscle in my back, was going to a chiropractor, and it kept getting worse and worse instead of better. So he said, I suggest you go get an x-ray. So I went to my primary care doctor. She did an x-ray, and this was in 2020 during COVID. Mm-hmm. So she called me up on the telephone to tell me that it's cancer, and to make an appointment at her affiliated hospital. But while my head was still swimming with the cancer word, I had the presence of mind to say, I'd rather go to Dana-Farber. And she said, that's fine, no problem. So I was off and running at Dana-Farber.
It is, even with that, you just know, like, I'm not, even though the other places, it's probably good, decent, good, but the history and the cutting edge technology at Dana-Farber just stands out to you.
I just knew the cutting edge research, clinical trials, doctors.
Yeah. So you're diagnosed with lung cancer. Then you meet Dr. Pausi here, mm-hmm. right? And then, what is your first interaction with Barbara?
So typically, our first course of action is to try to figure out where is the cancer, and also to understand, does the cancer have a unique sort of genetic fingerprint that we can leverage for therapies? Unfortunately, Barbara's cancer had a specific genetic alteration in a gene called EGFR, and there are many therapies targeted against that form of lung cancer, and Barbara's gone through therapies, including different clinical trials, and is currently on one as well, and is living proof of how these therapies can work.
Doc, can you tell us a little bit about translational medicine?
It's really a field for us to try to understand how therapies work and stop working, and we study new therapies and therapeutic interventions in laboratory type of settings, and then try to take these or translate these findings into new and novel clinical trials. And similarly, we study what happens in patient cancers after a therapy stops working, for example, to see and determine if there that the changes that have happened during the course of the prior treatment open up new doors and avenues for new types of therapies.
So, Barbara, the treatment didn't go smoothly, right? You did have an infection. You did have some complications.
Right.
Can you talk about how that started and how you dealt
with
it? I've
been in treatment for 4 years, and I'm on my fifth treatment.
Okay.
Because eventually the cancer will find resistance to the whatever treatment you're on. This last one I've been on for 7 months, and I know eventually the cancer will become resistant to it, and I'll have to go to something else. But I have, honestly, less anxiety and less stress about that because I feel confident that Dr. Yanni and his team at Dana-Farber will have, they've got my back, they'll have something else next for me.
And Dr. Yanni, you're a very busy person. Like, you're on boards and chairs, and you're involved in a lot of stuff. How do you find time to also, you know, care and, you know, work out plans for patients? Like, how do you find the time of the day? Because you're reading your bio, it's really impressive all the things that you're involved in.
It's an important part of what I do is to make sure that I can see and take care of patients like Barbara and make sure that they have access to the latest and most cutting-edge therapies and as they can benefit from them. And so it's an important piece of what I do on a day-to-day basis.
Doctor, lung cancer, leading cause of cancer deaths worldwide. Where are we in terms of the treatment of lung cancer?
We've made tremendous progress in the last 20 years in the treatment of lung cancer by understanding the sort of genetic fingerprint of the cancer and leveraging that and using that information to develop new and better therapies. And we still have some room to go, but the progress and prognosis of individuals has changed dramatically in the last 20 years.
And I think when people hear lung cancer, they think smoker, but that's not necessarily the case, right?
Correct.
Like there's a lot of people. I don't know what the averages is, but it's not just directly related to that, right?
If you have lungs, you can get lung cancer.
Yes,
correct.
That is correct.
Yeah.
About in the U.S., about 20% of individuals who are diagnosed with lung cancer never smoked and developed lung cancer. So there are other causes and trying to understand that. But as Barbara said, if you have lungs, you can get lung cancer. And many, you know.
Barbara, how has life changed for you just in terms of if you were active, you have lung cancer? Are you worried about your heart rate getting up, breathing heavy, things like that?
No.
What changed, if anything, for you?
I'm trying to keep everything the same. Mm-hmm. I do yoga. I golf. I do Pilates. I walk about 3 miles a day, weather permitting. And I feel like the more I do, the more I'll be able to do. So I try and stay active. And I just got back from, not too long ago, a two-week vacation with my husband and my two sisters and their husbands. We went to Spain and Italy.
Ooh, nice.
So I just...
And watercolors now?
I'm watercoloring.
Were you a watercolorer before?
No.
All right.
No,
so this was one of the things that you picked up.
I took up watercolor classes, and now I'm enjoying that in my free time.
Did you wander into the wrong wing and end up with, like, some of the young children?
No.
And you just jumped in, and they're all watercoloring. And they're like, oh,
no,
who is this?
Probably would have fit in better there.
I was just going to say. Well, we would have, too, believe me. But I because you always wonder about that whenever someone has, especially when it affects the lungs, if you were a runner or, like you said, a golfer or whatever, if that's how you were getting steps in, that's going to change some things along the way.
No, I'm still doing it all. Yeah.
I think Barbara's a wonderful example of living with her cancer and doing everything and more despite the cancer diagnosis. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what we strive for in all of our patients, for them to be able to do the things that they enjoy doing, and hopefully the treatments are such that they don't interfere to any great extent in that. And Barbara's been able to achieve that.
Yeah, you said you were like anxiety free, you're not worried about anything, and I would. That's kind of what I was thinking about. I think I would be nervous to take a trip to Spain and to Italy.
Well,
just but to the doctor's point, it's like you're still
not now. When
exactly?
In a lot of ways,
right. And I just live cherishing every moment at this point, and live with joy, and I have a loving family and friends, and great doctor and team behind him at Dana-Farber to pick up the pieces as we go. They're helping me kick that can down the street.
Okay. There you go.
Well, you guys are football players.
There you go.
Okay, so
kick it down the road.
I'll take it the other way. We're keep throwing those first downs until we get to the field goal, and that's the cure.
There you go. I like that. Hey, Doc, a little bit of a different question, because we're talking about lung cancer and all of the risks of smoking and things like that. Obviously, we're a state that has legalized cannabis. There is cannabis smoking. Have there been enough studies yet in terms of whatever risk there could be in terms of lung cancers yet? Or is that maybe somewhere where the kind of the technology and the studies need to go?
There are some studies being done in that space, but I would think that the risk is there as well, because you're inhaling toxic substances to your lungs, and that could irritate them, or change the makeup of some of those cells, and they can become cancerous. So I think it anything inhaled, I think, has that risk.
And of course, we're going through vaping and all that kind of stuff as well. So I bring it up because it's kind of the new age of, it used to just be cigarettes. Now you can't have a cigarette on Earth pretty much anymore, for good reason. And a part of that is we understand why. Barbara, thank you for stopping by and telling us your story. And Dr. Posse Yanni, Senior VP for Translational Medicine at Dana-Farber. I still say, Fourier, the folks at Dana-Farber have the biggest cards.
I know.
You have the big size business
They're
cards
like
to be able to get every. There you go, the foldable ones to be able to get to all of the titles and everything on there.
From the mind of a 2 foot tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition. You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.